A new pen pal in Sweden asked me to describe summers where I live. And fittingly, as I set to describing New Mexico's monsoon season, we were seeing a delightful August thunderstorm. As a child, I had terrible anxiety about thunderstorms. Through uncanny chance, I was witness to 4 lightning strikes that made contact with the ground or trees near me. I was close enough to hear the snap of the electric charge, to smell it, and feel the blow of the thunder in my belly. Hail Zeus! My father comforted me one afternoon as I sat in the kitchen fretting over a thunderstorm that was going door to door looking for me, I was convinced. He assured me the odds of being anywhere near a lightning strike were slim to none. As the period at the end of his sentence, there was a tremendous explosion as a bolt of lightning split open a tree by our side of the house. We sat at attention for a moment, and finally my father said, "Well, I've got nothing more to say about that," and strolled to a safe distance from his doomed child. Years later, I sat by a different window as a storm roiled overhead, perched on a meditation cushion and paying attention while jewels crackled and my worry waxed and waned. Decades of Zen practice have helped me face mayhem with an attitude similar, perhaps, to what Jacques Bergeron described as spirited pessimism. He wrote, "Life confronts all but the most obtuse with a set of impossible demands. It is an action to be performed without rehearsal or respite. It is a confused spectacle to be sorted out and charted. It is a mystery, not indeed to be solved, but to be restated according to some vision, however imperfect. These demands bear down with redoubled force in times of decay and deconstruction, because guiding customs and conventions are in disarray." Barzun was writing from experience. This is a man who watched the world of his childhood collapse in the wrath of World War I. Ours is also a time of erosion, mistrust, blundering, and permanent loss, I'm afraid. More frequently now, people I chat with disclose a sensation of tilt, of incoherence. The perception cannot be reasoned away. Yet why should it be? Our best hope may be for mayhem to open us up, that we may regard life and human value with infectious clarity and appreciation. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.